from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
And a very good morning to you, Simon Harrison in the chair at 10 o'clock. We're about to put the focus on Narromine Cup Day. Mick Wallace standing by with the preview. But first of all, let's head to the track and CEO Libby Dennis joins me online. Libby, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm not too bad. How are things shaping up heading into your big cup meeting?
Oh, it's very exciting. It looks amazing. It's going to be a beautiful day. We've had some magic weather, actually, in Narromine this last week or so.
And it's been good weather right around Sydney. In fact, it's been bathed in sunshine. So good weather up there at Narromine. And what's the track rating? I'd imagine you're in the good range.
Yeah, we're definitely a 4, and I think if the sun is still fierce, it should probably come into a 3 by the time. No, perhaps when they kick off, it'll be nearly into a 3. So it's a good 4 for now. It's been hovering around the 5s with the heavy dews we've had, but it definitely warms up and dries out by the afternoon.
And the rail in the true position?
Yes, yep.
And plenty of people flocking through the gates, I think, in a couple of hours' time. You've got a few activities for the family?
Yeah, we've got the jumping castle. We're actually doing a free luncheon for everyone on course. We just thought, it's a good way to give back to the patrons and the punters. So we are providing a luncheon for everyone on course. And, it should be a really beautiful day, actually. We have lots of pretty fantastic horses running around today and lots of owners and connections coming out to the meeting, which is good.
Well, thrilled to hear that you've got the weather gods on your side and a warm afternoon. That's fantastic news.
It'll be very good.
Thanks very much for the update, Libby, and good luck with the meeting throughout the afternoon.
That's all right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Libby Dennis there from Narromine. So just recapping, the track is a good 4, and the rail is in the true position. Mick Wallace is with me now. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon.
How did you find the meeting for Cup Day? You think it's easy to nail down a few winners?
Well, hopefully we've found a few winners. It's good to know that if we don't find a winner, that free lunch is handy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Let's take a look at the card, Mick. The first race is a 3-year-old showcase country plate over 1,100 metres and just a field of 5. There's no scratchings. We've got 225 for the favourite. I'll run through it. One coasting's been 225 to 230. $2 Thief, 17 to 18. 3 Eiffel Tower, 440 into 420. 4 Fleur de Force is $61. And 5 Something Shocking. Your favourite, which has been 240 into 225. What order are you placing them in race one?
Very tricky little race. Tactics will be of a premium here. Numbers 3, 1, 5 and 2. I'm putting Eiffel Tower on top. Really liked the run at Dubbo last time when finishing second behind Osbred Petal. Blocked out of the gate, made good ground in the straight, was only narrowly beaten. Osbred Petal's come out and won again since, so that form looks okay. One coasting was a good winner at Cowra 2 starts back, and then looked desperately unlucky at Coonabarabran last time when ridden quiet, rushed home over the concluding stages to be narrowly beaten by Osbred Petal. 5 at Something Shocking, trialling really well, was third in a trial at Rose Hill last time behind the Avenger. It looks to be a ready-made racehorse, and best of the rest, $2 Thief, had to be used up early on debut at Dubbo 70 days ago, when finishing down the track behind Ellie's Encore. So numbers in the first, 3, 1, 5 and 2.
So 3, 1, 5, 2 selections, race 1. Race number 2, Mick, is a maiden over 800 metres. The scratchings are 3 Dooley Star, 11 Bob's Glory, 12 Mon Petit Fee, and 16 has come out there, Rawson Crossing. With the latest tab fixed odds, 1 Got Nothing's been $8 to $8.50. 2 a Martin Place Pick, 19 to 21. 4 Panura at $41. Number 5 French Giggle at 15. 6 Lady Sedgeline, 320 to 340. 7 Skiffle at 41. 8 I'm a Gangster, $51. 9 Mango Liston, 34. The favourite is 10 Swears Island. It's been 240 into 215. 13 Infinite Advantage at 26. 14 Dart Street, 9 to 10. 15 Girl Most Likely at $16. Best back to you, Mick, is the favourite, Swears Island at 240 into $2.15.
Yeah, I thought the favourite might be hard to beat here, 10 Swears Island, a 3-year-old son of Sepoy. I've got it on top. Numbers 10, 14, 6 and 1. Squeers Island's only had the one race start. That was a muscle book over the 1,000 metres, showed plenty of speed that day, and condition just gave out over the concluding stages when beaten by Grassland. Back to the 800 metres, I think, is a positive here. Has a soft draw, gate 4. I think it'll be able to find the front and be very hard to run down. I've got 14, that Dart Street in the numbers. Has only had the one race start. That was back in late April. Finished ninth, beaten 8.2 lengths by Sonic Girl. It was checked shortly after the start. I think we can forgive that poor effort. Was immediately tipped out for a spell. The blinkers on today. I expect a forward showing first up. We're putting in sixth Lady Segaline, who has been kept safe in the market. Was very good first up last preparation when second at Scone behind Dead Reckoning. Was caught three wide, no cover, and kept on finding the line. First up again today, looks one of the main chances. And at one got nothing. He's an interesting runner. First up again today, has been placed 2 of 2 first up in the past. Had it drawn a better gate, I'd probably have it higher up the numbers. But just recapping, in the second event, we're going 10, 14, 6 and 1.
10, 14, 6, 1 there, race 2. The third race is the Jack Walsh Memorial, which is a Class 1 maiden over 1,600 metres. And the scratchings are the emergencies, Genetics, Meralto, Nightspun and Bella LaBelle. So 15 through 18 have come out here. With this market, Mick, one good host is at $5, two Magic Archer, 13, three Mount Taishan, $5, four Pedro's Ariz, $8 to $8.50, five Royal Abbey, 14, six Cordon Rouge, 61, seven More Than All Right, $15, eight Our Tickets, the favourite, $3.70 to $3.80, nine Palestiva, $81, 10 Ash Rowie Gold at 100 to 1, 11 My Little Soldier, 9 into 8.50, 12 OO Sun, 17, 13 Plowman, 23, and 14 Victory Grand at $31. Our tickets, the favourite for Brett Kavanagh at $3.80. What way are you going in race 3, Mick?
Simon, we're going 3, 11, 4 and 1, putting Mount Taishan on top. Was a very impressive winner first up at Wellington over the 1,400 metres. Was still good enough to score there on a track where I feel he wasn't overly suited. I got back last start at Dubbo over the 1,440 metres and was seen to be doing his best work late when beaten 3.4 lengths by Free Ticket. I think he's looking for the mile now, and I think it'd be awfully hard to beat 3 Mount Taishan. 11, My Little Soldier, got a long way back last start over the mile at Dubbo. In the end, was beaten 1.9 lengths by More Than All Right. I was disappointed for a run on a couple of occasions in the straight, and I just feel like this horse is ready to win a race. 4 Pedro Zariz was at third at Coonabarabran Barabran last time, beaten by Suman the Yak. That was over the mile. Took an eternity to warm up that day, but was strong through the line. And one good host, I think, might be ready to peak third run back from a spell. Wasn't beaten far at Wellington last start over the 1,700 metres by Lady Giselle, and is sure to get a nice run just somewhere in behind the speed. So numbers here, 3, 11, 4 and 1 in race number 3.
3, 11, 4, 1 there in the third. The fourth race is a Class 1 over 1,200 metres, and the scratchings are 8 Dynamite Dan, 9 Redirect, 13 Squared and 15 Our Girl Charlie has come out, as well as 17 Stato. That one's out as well. Now, at the market here, one Grundalina's been 9 to 9.50, two Bonsley 5.50 to 6, three Late Return 5 to 5.50, four Ceaseless 9 to 10, five Mr. Gas on 8 to 8.50, six Atalie $5 and favourite, seven Bowtie Benny 21 to 23, 10 Griffin's Gaze 10 to 11, back to 10, 11 Akadu Express 100 to 1, 12 Bell Finale 41 out from 34, 14, Dr. Vandy, 9.50 into 7. 16, Flight Risk, 13. And 18, Slickster at $23. So Atalie's the favourite at $5. But there has been money for Dr. Vandy, Mick, which has been 9.50 into 7.
Yeah, I've got Dr. Vandy in my numbers. Selections here are 16, 14, 3 and 5. Putting Flight Risk on top. She has a tendency to race a little fierce in her races. And I just feel 1440 back to 1200 metres today. There does look to be plenty of speed engaged. I think they might string out a touch and she might be able to finish on. Has been placed the last couple at Dubbo. The most recent effort behind Free Ticket was very, very good. Was beaten less than a length. and she was finishing that race off strongly. I just think she's a strong each-way chance. Poor Dr. Vandy was fourth behind Free Ticket in that same race as what Flight Risk contested last time. Led them up, looked the winner inside the final 200 metres, and they've just got a little bit tired late, should be suited back in trip. Three late return, one is maiden over that 1,040 metres at Dubbo last time, goes up to the 1,200 metres, will need to be further improved to be competitive, but does come from a strong stable, and five, Mr. Casson, won a Dubbo maiden last start after covering plenty of additional ground, and the form of that race has been okay. Cecil, who was placed third behind Mr. Casson last time, has since come out and won and contest this race also. 16, 14, 3 and 5, the numbers.
16, 14, 3, 5 there in race 4. Mick, we'll take a break and come back and look at this afternoon's quaddie.
You're unbelievable.
As the spring racing season closes in, Punters Postmortem returns on Monday morning.
Nice to be back, guys.
Good to be back.
Ron Duffersey and Dean Lister bring you top-notch racing analysis.
Race day, she's really put it together well.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just world-class.
And the ones to follow, plus your calls on
13 53 53.
Join the Punters Postmortem family Monday mornings at 9 through spring on Sky Sports Radio.
Don't pay overs. Book your mare to proven Group 1 sire for a reason for $2,200. Or Hunter Cup winner Bling It On for $2,400. Live foals receive a $500 HRNSW rebate. Conditions apply. Go to comedyequine.com.au.
Get your entries in now for the Inglis Melbourne August Thoroughbred Sale. It's the ideal time to sell your racing and breeding prospects before the spring. August 25 at Oaklands Junction. Supplementary entries close August 18. Visit inglis.com.au.
Jockey Tommy Berry has climbed the mountain in Australia.
Here he comes, Chautauqua! Boom, right over the top!
Now it's time to take to the world stage.
A confident Tommy Berry.
Tommy and his family leave shortly to base themselves in Hong Kong.
Woo! Get the winners on the board, I was so happy.
This Thursday morning from 9 on Racing HQ, it's your chance to farewell Tommy. He'll be in the studio taking calls on 13 53 53. On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Bet you'll love waiting for a delayed train, half time at the footy, or even sitting in a dentist's waiting room. Because with the Tab app, you can enjoy live racing on your phone anytime, anywhere. What's more, you can even watch races while you scroll out great odds and bet. Plus, with race replays on demand, you can study the favourites or relive a classic race. Enjoy live racing today. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Race replays excludes Victoria Thoroughbreds. Gamble responsibly.
On Sky Sports Radio. Pacing Rewind is brought to you by Bling It On and For a Reason. To book your mare this season, go to comedyequine.com.au.
It's the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association's flagship event.
Racing's Night of Champions 2017.
A night of glitz, glamour and fun.
And you're invited this Thursday at the Royal Randwick Ballroom. Dinner, beverages and entertainment all included at $240 per person.
Be there when the winners are announced at the New South Wales Racing Industry's Night of Nights.
Book now at nswroa.com.au or call 9299 4299.
Jarlow's pies are the best pies in Australia. They are my favourite pie. An all-Australian-owned and family-operated business, Jarlow's pies produce only the best quality premium pies. A magnificent range using only 100% lean Aussie beef, including Jarlow's Junior Pie 12-packs. Just perfect for the kids, Mum. Jarlow's pies available in all Coles and IGA stores, and if they're not there, please ask for Jarlow's by name. At Jarlow's Pies, we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
And welcome back. We are previewing Narromine Cup Day. We're down to race 5, the first leg of the quaddie. It's the Narromine Shire Council Maiden Showcase over 1,300. And the scratchings are 1 Artillery, 8 Head to Toe, 14 Chansonel, 17 Irish Spy and 18 Blue Genesis. With this market, Mick, number 2, Bada Badar, is at $5.50, just out from $5. The favourites 3, Happens No More, which has been $2.30 to $2.50. 4 Noel's Gift, 7 to 6.50. 5 Ricotorio, 23 to 26. 6 Tickets Ladies is 8 to 8.50. 7 Bow Magic, 23 to 26. 9 La Piola, 41. 10 Love for Willow was 9.50, now 7. 11 Mafia Padrona, 26 to 31. 12 Penticipation, $14. 13 Sweetheart, 19. 15 Love and Desire, 100 to 1. And 16 Nino at $17. So $2.50 for the favourite happens no more. But there has been some money at longer odds. Love for Willow, which has been 9.50 into 7.
I really think the favourite will be very hard to beat here. Brett Kavanagh brought a big team of horses up from Scone, and I'll be very surprised if he doesn't go home with a couple of winners today. I've got 3 Happens No More on top. This horse was well supported on debut at Scone back on the 14th of July. I had no luck in the run, was checked off heels at the 800 metres, was beaten less than 3 lengths by Clever Nick. The format of the race has been okay. Clever Nick came out and won again at Tamworth. At its next start, Happens No More ventured to Tamworth over the 1,200 metres, got back in the ruck and was seen to be doing its best work late there over the 1,200 metres. In the end, was placed second behind Jewel Escape, beaten just under 2 lengths. 1,200 up to 1,300 metres today. I think that looks ideal, and it Happens No More, certainly the one to beat. I thought 5 Ricotorio might be able to run a race here at a bit of a price. Showed good speed at Hawkesbury in a provincial and country maiden 2 starts back in mid-July. Only knocked up late in the piece, was beaten 4.5 lengths there by Seeking Affection. And then last start at Warren, got back a bit and really never got into the race, was 5th, beaten 10.2 lengths by Bonsley. That was its first run for Mark Milton, and I've got a feeling that this horse might improve considerably second up here today for Mark. 4 Noel's Gift, I think will appreciate the step out to 1,300 metres. It was first up over 1,040 at Dubbo the other day and was placed 3rd behind Lake Return. Got back in the ruck and was finishing off strongly. Was unwanted in the betting that day. Went round as a $41 chance. Will certainly be a lot skinnier odds than that today. Second up looks a chance. And 10 Love for Willow is another one that I'm including here. Was close up second behind Clever Nick at Scone. And then was off the track when finishing second, 6th behind Jewel Escape at Tamworth last start. And it looks best of the rest. 3 Happens No More, the on-top selection here. Pretty keen over 5, 4 and 10.
So 3 from 5, 4, 10 there, race 5. Race 6 is the Rabbit Trap Benchmark 65 Showcase over 1,300. And no scratchings here. We have a field of 13. 1 Dreadlock is 460. Number 2, I'm Imogen, the favourite, 260. 3 Annandale Ass, 34 to 31. 4 Double Halo, 71. 5 Stiletto Vixen, 7 to 750. 6 Not for Export, $8.50. 7 Art and Ollie at $9.50. 8 Super Chase, 11. 8 Tough Magic, $19. 10 Welcome Art, 34 to 41. 11 Times Ticking, 19. 12 Prattler, 26 to 31. And 13 Jesse and James has been 31 to 26. So a pretty solid favourite here, Mick. I'm Imogen heads the market at 260 ahead of Dreadlock at 460.
Yeah, and she's certainly got a chance. I'm keen on the top one here, Dreadlock. Numbers 1, 3, 2 and 7. Dreadlock went enormous first up at Dubbo. Was only narrowly beaten by Coppelder, travelling 3 wide, no cover on top of the speed. Was very unlucky not to win. I think with that run under his belt, second up today, I think it'd be awfully hard to beat. You look at his second up record, he's had 3 starts second up for a win and 2 minor placings. He's going to have to be on his game. He's got a few things working against him. Top weight, 61.5 kilos and barrier number 11. But he does have tactical speed, and I expect he'll get out cleanly and probably get across and sit outside the speed, and I think it'd be awfully hard to beat. 3 Annandale Lass, they're going to go around at a pretty big price here, and I'm not sure that a lot of form guides would have her most recent run. She went around on Friday at Tamworth, that finished down the track behind Collins Street. She's on the quick backup, and Ben Jackson's had success in the past with backing up horses in within a few days, and I wouldn't be surprised if Annandale Lass got into the trifecta money. 2 on Imogen was a dominant winner at Moree, 2 starts back at Class 3 level. Won very cosily there. Ventured to Rose Hill last start on the 29th of July in a benchmark 72. It was flushed out probably a little earlier than what Andrew Atkins would have liked, and I thought this horse did a good job to be only beaten 3.5 lengths by Suspenders. Should be hard to beat, does have a wide draw, and the best of the rest, 7 Art and Ollie, was last at Dubbo at its most recent start in a good race behind Epic Dan. Maps well here, and I think it's a place chance. 1, 3, 2, and 7 in race number 6.
So 1, 3, 2, 7 to race 6, which brings us to the feature. Race 7 is the Narromine Cup Showcase. 1600 the trip, the race at 25-5, and there's just two scratchings. 8 Huswick has come out for Rod Northam, and 11 Captain Scott scratched for Alicia Bennett. With the latest tab fixed odds here, 1 Lacura has been 5 into 440. 2 Ouser Astro, 950 to 10. 3 A Magic Zariz, 480 to $5. 4 Crooked Stick, 16. 5 Present Sense, 360 to $4. 6 Something Borrowed, 6 to 650. 7 Sovereign Air, 480 to 5. 9 Celtic Tiger, 19. 10 Cocktail Time, 61. And 12 Full Revs at $41. So the easing favourite, Mick, is Present Sense, which is out to $4 now. But there's been money for the top weight, Lacura, 550 into 440.
In all seriousness, any of these can win the race without surprising. It's a great cup race this year, and I've got Lacura on top. Numbers are 1, 7, 6, and 3. Lacura is in really good form at the moment. Was third at Corowa, 3 starts back behind Gentleman Max. Was a dominant winner at Miranda after finding the front. That was over the mile. Controlled affairs from the top and raced away and won cosily by 6 lengths. I just don't think the race was run to suit it for the other day. Raced on speed, was held up a run before the turn, and a few horses just got going down the outside. And I thought the effort to run fourth, beaten that 5.5 lengths, was okay behind that Gentleman Max. Should settle in just behind the speed today. Cody Nestor goes on board, and it's good to see that market confidence too. I think Lacura can break back into the winner's circle. 7, that Sovereign Air, was desperately unlucky first up at Warren, was held up for a run, hit the line strongly. Second up today will strip fitter. 6, Something Borrowed. We tipped this horse to win the Forbes Cup and made a long searching run from the tail of the field. Ended up placing, but was just out of petrol there over the final 100 metres or so. Barrier 1, I'm not sure if that's a good or bad thing. 3, A Magic Zariz, a very, very talented horse, and he's very much in form too. Perhaps there's a slight distance query with him out to the mile that he's flying at the moment. 1, 7, 6, and 3 in the Narromine Cup.
So 1, 7, 6, 3 in the main race, and race 8, the last of benchmark, 65 over 800 metres. The two scratchings are the emergencies, 13, 3 Ra and 14, Return Journey. And with the market here, one I'm used saying is 13, 2 As He's Ready, favourite, 330 into 280. 3 Joey's Destiny, $3 to 320. 4 In Earnest, 23 into 21. 5 Lincoln Rocket, 850 out to 950. 6 Emerton, 41. 7 Stippity Sip, 7 to 750. 8 Malverna, 10 to 11. 9 Serona Downs, 21. 10 Also a Star, 31 into 26. 11 Childhood Secret, 51. And 12 Pretty Little Fellow at $41. Best backed is the favourite, Mick, As He's Ready, 330 into 280.
Local trainer Clint Lundome has a very strong charge here in the last. He's got a couple of runners. I'm tipping the less fancied of his two representatives. I'm putting 7 Snippity Sip on top, numbers 7, 2, 3, and 1. Snippity Sip was very good at Dubbo over the 1,040 metres last start. The blinkers went on, drove through, found the lead, and stuck on bravely to beat Blinkin' Rockin' and Malverna. I think the drop back to 800 metres is only going to further suit Snippity Sip, who has an abundance of early toe, and I just think that this horse might be a little bit too nippy for them. Putting 2 As He's Ready in for second, coming off that good recent victory there at Cessnock over the 900 metres, was able to lead and kept going, 1 by 2 lengths that day, and this horse is very much in form. 3, Joey's Destiny, has an awkward draw to deal with here today. Barrier number 13, although it does have Greg Ryan in the saddle, was a very good winner first up. Hadn't had a run for 256 days. That was over the 1,040 metres on the 31st of July. Defeated Star of Zizou, and it was very good. down the line strongly. We'll strip fitter again today and looks awfully hard to beat. And one I'm used saying might be some sort of a chance here. Hasn't had a run for 72 days. The Blinkers go back on. Has a very good fresh record. First up, has had 9 starts for 3 wins and 5 minor placings. And as you would expect, there's plenty of pace here in this 800-metre affair. And if they go berserk in front and they're left paddling over the concluding stages, I'm Usain is certainly one of the horses that will be finishing off strongly. In the last event, we'll go 7-2-3-1.
So 7-2-3-1 there. Steppity Sip 750 with the tab fixed. And what did you make the best for Narromine Cup Day, Mick?
I've come up with 3 best bets on the card. I like race 2, number 10, at Swears Island. I think it'll be able to find the front and prove very hard to catch. We move on to race number 5, where I like 3, Happens No More. Looks to have a tough ride on the till at its third race start. And in race 6, number 1, Dreadlock. I think it would have taken plenty of benefit from that first up run. And if it can get across from the awkward draw, I think it'll be winning.
Okay, so race 2, number 10, race 5, number 3, race 6, number 1. And how will you be playing the quaddy?
Well, in the quaddy this afternoon, we're going to go 1 out in the first leg. I like 3, Happens No More. And, you know, we're going to go skinny in the first leg. And then we're going to come home with all 4 of our selections in the final 3 legs. In the second leg, we're going 1, Dreadlock, 3, Annandale Lass, 2, I'm Imogen, and 7, Art and Ollie. In the third leg, 1, Lacura, 7, Sovereign Air, 6, Something Borrowed, and 3, A Magic There Is in the Narromine Cup. And in the final event, the fourth leg will come home with 7, Smithity Sit, 2, As He's Ready, 3, Joey's Destiny, and 1, I'm Usain.
And just before I let you go, Mick, how was Forbes Cup Day last Monday?
Oh, it was fantastic. I'd encourage anyone to get along to the Forbes Cup if you get an opportunity. It was a bit chilly down there at Forbes on Monday. It's a great atmosphere. They had a fantastic Calcutta there on the Sunday evening. Colin Hodges' phantom call off the top of his head has to be seen to be believed. It's a tremendous thing he does. He doesn't miss a beat, gets every horse in, and no notes. Tremendous. He does a fantastic job. Colin Hodges, of course, was calling the races there, including the Cup, and they had their special guest caller there, Adam Crettenden, who's been going along to the meeting for, I think, around 12 years
now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Josh Fleming was there. It was a great day. It really was. And if you can get along to Forbes, I'd certainly encourage you to do so. The Bankstown Sports Club sent a lot of buses down there. It's a very well-supported race day, and it was a great atmosphere with the Cup taken out by Gentleman Max, Alan Chow, the winning rider. And he had a big fan club there, let me tell you. There was a big Chowie chant after he won the Cup. It was a really good atmosphere and a really good day.
Yeah, good stuff. It's always a good day, Forbes Cup Day. Well done. Mick, thanks very much for your help, mate. We'll let you get to it, and we'll take your thoughts throughout the day from Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Thanks a lot, Simon.
Mick Wallace there with Narromine Cup Day. We'll take a break at 28 minutes after 10. And on the other side of this pacing rewind, Andrew Bensley will join me. And Greg Hayes will join us as well, who's in Canada.
Come on, racegoers, get a big kick start on what's going to be happening over the spring. Join us on Sky Sports Radio Punters Postmortem, 9 a.m. The old firm is back together. Ronnie Duffersey, he survived Darwin. He joins us. Dean Lester's our Melbourne expert. And Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au will give you all the future markets, all that, your queries, and call us 13 53 53. Punters Postmortem between 9 and 10 on Monday morning, Sky Sports Radio.
At Bingley this weekend only. Spend $200 or more and get a Bingley gift card to the value of 10% of your purchase on the spot to spend store-wide. Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for full details.
Warrawing Needy was freakishly fast at 2, 149.4. Warrawing Needy was faster still at 3. Warrawing Needy was the fastest horse in the world at 4, 146.4. Warrawing Needy was one of the fastest and most exciting pacers of the last decade. Warrawing Needy, standing at Yerribee Stud in New South Wales. Visit yerribee.com.au.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just three bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Get to Randwick in 6 days.